Hi, I'm Eddie Robson. I'm the author of Drunk on All Your Strange New Words, a new novel from Tor.com. And this evening we're drinking an amaretto sour. That's amaretto and lime juice. So I'd like to talk a bit about how my past experience with science fiction informed the writing of Drunk on All Your Strange New Words. And I think what was different this time was that the first two novels that I wrote, Tomorrow Never Knows and Hearts of Oak, had more far-flung settings. Like Tomorrow Never Knows is set on this Venice-like city that hangs in the gas clouds of Jupiter, and Hearts of Oak is more far-flung still. It takes place in this kind of completely other world that has different rules to our own. And I think I was quite keen to do something different this time, and so I had something that's set in, like, not the near future exactly, but it's like the not too far distant future. It's sort of 50 or 60 years ahead of now. And I think the tricky part with writing something like that is that you have to constantly think. Any people, someone picks something up, everyday things, and you just think, hang on, will that still exist in the future? Will that still be the same? How might it change? And you do always think, like, am I pushing myself enough to imagine these things, or am I just falling back on the obvious? Because, quite often things don't change. Like, you see there are books behind me. Books actually haven't changed all that much. They're printed differently now, but other than that, the technology has remained the same for centuries, whereas plenty of other things have become completely obsolete. Science fiction doesn't always get these things right. Sometimes it gets them right, but not in the way we expect. I mean, one thing I find is kind of interesting is that video calls were this absolute staple of sci-fi for, a very long time. I mean, you can find them going right back, 100 years. This idea that pretty much, like, when the telephone was invented, people started imagining, ah, but what if you could see the person on the other end? And so every future that would be imagined, you'd go, oh, video calls, they'll be a thing. And then they never were. And I actually started to see articles saying, well, they never will be because people aren't interested. And then, just without almost without us noticing, they just suddenly crept in. And now they are actually a normal part of life. They just maybe didn't come in the way that we quite expected. And I guess I feel a similar thing about some of the technology in Drunk on All Your Strange New Words. I mean, I kind of imagined that, smart glasses technology would become standard. I've seen people say the same thing, actually, that maybe smart glasses technology will never catch on. But I guess you have to take these risks because, I mean, when you look back on science fiction, we usually get it wrong, ultimately. And it's not really about getting it right. It's not a competition to get it right. I mean, what you have to do is imagine the future that serves your story and that serves what you want to say, what you want it all to mean.